So Romans 10:9-10 says what? That if thou shalt do what? If thou shalt confess with your mouth. Do what? Confess means to do what? Speak, say. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. How did he do it? God said. Are you seeing the pattern? Are you seeing the pattern? God said. Now watch this. Then let's just read it up here. If thou shalt do what? Confess with your mouth. Who? The who?
The Lord Jesus.
Now why is we to do that? Because he is the apostle and the high priest of our confession. He is what? The apostle and high priest of our confession. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that where? In your heart. That God raised him from the dead, thou shall be what?
Saved.
That means we will again be joined to God. We will again become like Adam was in the beginning. He was one with the Lord. He was in the image of God. Are you following me so far? He was just like God. What Adam said, that's what Adam saw. We're going to get this. What Adam said, because God said, I give you, he said, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, over everything upon the earth. That's what God told. And Adam, what Adam said, Adam called and so much. And so Adam had so much the likeness of God. God did not tell him. He said, Adam, what is that? He said, that's a cow. That's a dog. That's a horse. That's who named all of them. He was so God inside minded. He was so like God. He could speak. So, now listen to this. He said that if thou shalt confess, it's called a great confession. If you will confess, now you have become a part of me. You are in the family. You have joined back to me. Whereas you were separated. Now, if you believe what I've done, that in the virgin birth, the perfect life, the crucifixion, death, and the resurrection and ascension and the seating at the right hand. If you believe that if you believe that truth and confess that with your mouth, he said, you will become like me again. So much and so, listen now, so much and so till he called us his body. You don't separate your head out there and call your head one thing, your body another. You call your body, your head, all by one name. That right, Mickey? You don't call your head Mickey and your body Julie. Right? We're working on something. We're going to get there tonight. And then we'll let you go home. So, once we get the revelation of what speaking God's word is and what it does and how we are to hold fast to it and not allow anything that comes at us daily. This earth, you got to understand, this earth that we live in is infested with demon spirits, cohorts of darkness, hostile forces of evil, seeking to separate you from your fellowship with God, your communion with him. They're trying to crowd you out, bring stuff in your life, in your mind, in your thinking against you, put pressure on you to make you not believe God's word. And if you don't make a decision that I'm going to get in the word till this word get in me. Because he said what? If, this is John 15, 7. If you do what? Abide in me. And my words abide in you. You can ask what you will. You can say what you want. You can have what you say. So before I go there, let me work on this some more. So there's great confession. He said, if you'll say it with your mouth and believe with your heart, put up verse 10. Come on. For raise him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All right. Can we? For with the heart. For with the what? Heart. Let me say it like this. John 4:24 says what? God is a spirit. God said, let us make man like us. If God is a spirit, that means you and I have to be a spirit. But many people go to the soul. And that's far they go. And they think it's the same thing. But it's not according to the word of God. So he said, far with the soul. He said, far with the heart, which is the spirit of man. For with the spirit, man believe. All right. For with the spirit, what happened? Man believes. Man believes. Let's go to look at Mark 11:23. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt where? In his heart. Because that's the part is like God. Your spirit. Your heart. You believe. I believe. When I read the word, when I confess the word, when I meditate on the word, I want to get in my heart. Because that's the part is like God. I am a spirit. God is a spirit. You are a spirit. Because he said, let us make man like us. And God said, let there be, and there was. And so he said, if you will say with your mouth and believe it with your heart, you will be like me again. Now you'll become like me. You can have what you say. I have what I said. I said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and you see it. You're walking on it. You've been in it all your life. Now what do you want? You can have what you say. And Charles Capp said, the Lord was talking to him one day, and he said, I told my people, they can have what they say, but they're always saying what they got. Always saying what they got. I can't. I won't. I don't have this. I can't do that. But I told them they can have what they say. And what God is saying, once you understand about confession and what you say, Jesus Christ is the high priest of your confession. That means Satan can't contaminate your confession of faith and make it not be what you said. And that's why he keep messing with your mind, trying to put reason and thoughts in your mind and make you doubt, because doubt do not do anything for God. You're not a doubter. You are a believer. So, when we see impossible tasks, the mind flashes up, oh my God, I can't do that. I don't know what I'm going to do. Shed it off. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.